Hayom Chamisha Ushloshim Yom Sheim Chamisha Shavuos Ba'Omer. Today is 35 days of the Omer. Today we're going to look in the aspect of Malchus Shebahod, kingship within beauty. We finalize perfecting the attribute of giving thanks to Hashem and giving Him all the credit that's there. We have the total humility to give Hashem all the credit. And we conclude it and make sure we succeed in it with the idea of bringing the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture. And how do we accomplish this? Bein Adam L'Makom, number one, we should reflect on coronating our soul over our bodies and accept the old Malchus Shempayim upon ourselves to such an extent that you would automatically express songs of praise to Hashem. And because of the great feeling of the Malchus Shemayim that's over you, so automatically your reaction to everything would be that of praise. Of course, you have to pray to Hashem for success in thanking Hashem properly. Even though we know it's truly impossible to thank Hashem as is befitting for Him, even for the smallest amount of what He does to you, still we have to make efforts to fulfill the words, as we say in the Modim Anachnu Lach prayer, that Hashem does absolutely everything for us. And therefore, we have to pray that, as we know, our success in being able to thank Hashem properly depends on our praying to Hashem. And of course, regardless of how Hashem leads your life, whether you become powerful or impoverished, you should always thank Hashem for your goodly portion. In the area of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, between man and others, when you try to learn by yourself or teach others the parts of the oral Torah that has words of wisdom, such as gematrios, calculations, astrological calculations, things that take a tremendous amount of wisdom, so, and you get some degree of success, obviously, you should get excited and thank Hashem that you were given the merit to engage in His holy Torah. Also, when you see that your friend is happy, especially after success in business affairs, remind him to thank Hashem and not to take credit for his own successes. And finally, if you see your friend is mistakenly praising the actions of the wicked who deny the kingdom of heaven, correct your friend from those mistakes. You can accomplish this by praising things that are worthy of prayer, like the Holy Temple, the kingdom of David HaMelech, Yerushalayim, that we wait for to be rebuilt. Give them that lots of praise, which will cause your friend to recognize where proper praise should be directed. You should use your left leg when going to daven in shul, or when learning the oral law. The time of day, we should make efforts to give tzedakah, engage in the oral Torah, and honor those who are engaged in words of halacha in the morning, especially on a Thursday. We should make efforts to rise early for prayers before dawn, so that by morning we will be praying over the kingdom of heaven and the destroyed kingdom of the house of David. We should concentrate when saying the name of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, when reading verses from the prophets or verses referencing Aaron the priest. Remember, Aaron is the one who represents humility in the greatest sense. And the quality to acquire Torah today is velomegis dato betamudam. He is not conceited with his learning. Not only do you shun public recognition, but you don't permit yourself to feel pride even within your own heart. You always feel small compared to others, therefore you try harder to learn more. You always think that whatever you learned on any given day is a small amount compared to what you could have learned, so you always strive to learn more, because you have the yoke of heaven over you, and you know that everything you accomplish is only with Hashem's help. And therefore, you're not looking for any pride. You feel no pride, even within yourself. And you always feel that you're able to do more. Hashem should bless us with extreme success in being able to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our midah of hod, of beautifully thanking Hashem with our humility.